This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. There's a great old movie called The Women. It's from the 1930s, but it still seems hip and contemporary. And there's a moment when the mother of the main character, a widow of many years, is extolling to her daughter, who is about to be divorced, the joys of living and sleeping alone. "When I'm in bed," she says gleefully, "I can just stretch out like a swastika." You know, which back then probably sounded different and descriptive, as anyone who's ever stretched out in bed knows. But when you hear it now, and it's a great movie directed by George Cukor and adapted from a play by Claire Booth Luce, it's totally worth watching. Well, the swastika line, you know, jumps out. Things stop in your head for a moment, and you make some mental adjustments and maybe check the date of the movie and restart your attention. And that all takes a few moments, so you probably miss a good line or two. But back then, a lot of things sounded different. I mean, Ralph Kramden could threaten to send his wife Alice to the moon. "One of these days, Alice, one of these days," he'd say, threatening her with a clenched fist, and the audience laughed, and even in reruns, I'd laugh too. And it also seemed reasonable not too long ago, in the late 1960s, for the character of Darren Stevens, perhaps the least sympathetic character ever to appear on screen, to tell his wife Samantha, a person born with enormous gifts and immense power, that despite being able to wash the dishes or vacuum the house with a twitch of her nose, she must do it laboriously and thanklessly, by hand, like a common drudge. He demanded, for the sake of his ego and society and prying neighbors, that she take her talent and her magic and just pretend she didn't have them. Now, the past is filled with these terrible tendencies, so it's only logical that Hollywood's output reflected it. Movies and television from the past, and not always the distant past, sometimes not too long ago at all, are a minefield of weirdly oppressive husbands and psychotic gay people and casual racist images of domestic help and all sorts of assumptions and depictions and words like swastika that bring us up short, arrest our attention, force us to make a choice, either, okay, fine, from the past, different time, or, nope, click, something else, and either choice makes sense to me. But I'm also glad all of this stuff is still on. I wouldn't want someone else to make those choices for me. I mean, I'm happy to bump up against certain jarring lines and moments from the past rather than have everything altered and tailored for today's sensibilities. I'd rather lose a few moments of The Women to the brain cycles required to process swastika than have someone go into the track and replace it with, I don't know, stretch out like a yoga instructor or stretch out like a falling cat. I mean, these movies and television shows are like fat clothes we keep in the closet after we've lost some weight. They're there to remind us, there for us to say, wow, did I really fit in that? The challenge is, like the fat pants in the closet, you don't want to fit into those clothes again. To a young friend of mine who works in the business affairs department of a large media company, it's not all that clear that we don't. She told me recently about the complications involved with certain conference calls where she is on the phone with two or three other male attorneys, and it's a braying symphony of guys interrupting her and talking over her and essentially demanding, like Darren Stevens Esquires, that she keep her gifts under wraps. And we've all heard the other stories. The trick is, when we see and hear things from movies and television of the past and take a moment to adjust and feel a little smug and confident and proud of ourselves that back then was different, the trick is remembering that it might not be as different as we think. And that's it for this week. Next week, we'll try to run two businesses at once for KCRW. This is Rob Long.